time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Dario. Now, this month we're going to see a whole load of votes, cantonal votes and federal votes all coming up, but actually in Geneva alone, there are actually quite a number of votes. So today we're going to take a look at what will the people of Geneva be deciding on later on this month, because on the 28th of November, lots of votes, as I say, will go up, will get decided in that. So in Geneva, there are a number. So what's going on in Geneva then, Dario?
Yes, the citizens of Geneva will vote on six issues, although three of them are really linked together. And those three are about the initiative for the abolition of life annuities for state councillors.
Ah, right. So what's all this about then?
Well, today, when a member of the Geneva government steps down, they get annuities for the rest of their life. And what the initiative wants is to abolish this privilege and limit these annuities to a duration of 24 months after the retirement from office and to 70% of the last annual salary.
Okay, now, unsurprisingly, perhaps, this hasn't gone down well with the people who are in government.
Well, not so much, really, although they agree with the idea, and the parliament actually also agrees with the idea. They agreed with the what of the initiative, you could say, but not with the how. So parliament, they put together a counter project that limits annuities to 50% of the last annual salary, but would have them be paid out over a period of 5 years, which overall would cost the taxpayers a little more money. But the main argument they bring forth is that the 24 months proposed is too short of a period for former state councillors to transition back into the job market, right? They might need a little more time to find a job on the job market once they were so exposed as a state councillor. So that's why there is this, this counter project, and that's why overall this initiative is cause for three separate issues, because people will vote if they accept the initiative, if they accept the counter project, and if both pass, if which one of the both they would prefer. So this is why this one issue really is broken up into three separate votes.
Okay, so the second issue is also related to the state councillors, and specifically how to get rid of them.
Yes, this one is about a change to the cantonal constitution that introduces a mechanism for the removal of a member of this Council of State. If accepted by the population, this would mean that if a member of the cantonal government no longer enjoys sufficient confidence from the electorate to carry out its functions, Parliament can initiate an impeachment, which would then have to be approved by the electorate in a popular vote, something that isn't possible under the current law, where there really isn't a way to remove a member of government from the cantonal government without their will.
Okay, now it does seem a little bit interesting. There are two votes here regarding the dealing with state councillors. I think anyone who's been following Geneva political news might sort of like see a bit of a shadow of a certain individual over
yes,
all of this. And yeah, Pierre Mordet, I mean, is this all linked with this whole issue?
Yes, this is definitely not a coincidence. to many listeners, the Pierre Mordet affair might ring a bell. He used to be a Geneva state councillor and even political superstar before a corruption scandal involving a trip to Abu Dhabi paid by the Crown Prince of the Emirate blew his whole career up and plunged Geneva into a political crisis, in the wake of which people said, well, enough with the annuities, and also we need a way to remove rogue councils of states before they run rampage in the China shop, which is a bit what Pierre Mordet did by clinging onto a seat in government until the bitter end. So this is really where this initiative and the change of the cantonal constitution come from.
Okay, I'm just going to use my gut instinct on this and suggest that these votes on the state councils, they're going to pass.
Yes, I would say so too.
Yeah. Right, okay. Finally, though, there are actually two other subjects the Genevans will be voting on too.
Yes, very shortly. First up, a change to the cantonal constitution, another change that will have as a consequence that all municipalities of Geneva will have an executive branch composed of three elected members, except for the city of Geneva, which will keep an executive of five elected members. Now, to understand why this is important, many of the smaller municipalities currently only have one mayor. But the workload of these mayors has often become too much for them to handle. Hence, this proposed change to the constitution that would bring the number of members of the executive branch in every municipality up to three. And this has to be approved by the voters because it is a change to the constitution and it's not just a change to the law.
Okay.
And so, then finally, the last issue, and maybe one that might affect most of the listeners more than any of the other votes, at least in your everyday life, this is a change to opening hours. Now, this is the change to the law that wants to harmonize opening hours across the week, meaning that shops would close at 7 p.m. every day, Monday to Saturday. Of course, on Sunday, they will remain closed, but every other day, they will close at 7 p.m., except for Friday, when they will close at 7:30 p.m. Now, this would change that you could shop a little longer on Saturdays, because currently, the shops close at 6 p.m. on Saturdays, but you would lose 2 hours of shopping on Thursdays, because currently, shops can close on Thursdays at 9 p.m. So it would just level the field across the week, and you would be able to shop at least until 7 p.m. Monday to Saturday and 7:30 on Friday.
Right, and so if you're reading the local papers, I mean, it's the shop opening hour thing, which I think is generating the most press, actually,
yeah.
and the most debate. You say it's going to affect everybody, but of course, you've got many people saying, you know, the workers, the unions are saying, but that means that our staff, certainly on a Saturday, can't get away early and spend time with their family. Also the fact that it's designed, or some of the shopkeepers say, we need to do this because we're losing so much trade to neighbouring France. So we need to stay open longer because France has longest opening hours. It really is a touch paper issue. This opening. I also this vote would actually allow a few little Sunday openings over the course of the year as well.
Yes.
And then, of course, if you really want to get people, let's say, riled up in Geneva, talk about Sunday shop openings.
Yes.
I know.
Not very popular with many, but very popular with many others. That's why it's such a heated debate.
It is a heated debate. But anyway, that one's going to a vote too. All right. So now, over the course of the next few weeks here on Swiss Up, we will actually be taking a look at other votes. Of course, we've got major federal votes coming up. And of course, before those happen, Dario will be taking an in-depth look at that. So, Dario, for the moment, thank you very much indeed. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.